We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the Permission Granted podcast, the show about the show within the show, where we try to peel back the curtain on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio each and every week. As always, you can find this on its own iTunes or Apple Podcast or Stitcher or Spotify or Radio.com podcast feed or on the DA Show podcast feed, so find us there as well. And today was a rocky morning for you at the Homestead, Mraz. You had woken up your wife and Taylor early because of Canadian bacon. Your wife had also come down the stairs and said, "You're on my last nerve." And I'm wondering how that ended up going now that the show is over.
So I've only just briefly seen her for about 2 to 3 minutes. I was handed my daughter who wanted to give me a kiss. So I haven't gotten the talk yet. But I did get a text from Danielle's aunt saying, "I don't think your wife is happy with you talking about her being angry on the radio." So I believe there was some kind of discussion within the internal Danielle family about what had gone on at the show. So I would say too early to report. I don't want to give any false reports. More to come later. We'll see if Adrian Wojnarowski is all over it.
I think you also made fun of your wife's hair in the morning.
Well, I mean, is it making fun of her, or is it just setting the scene here? I mean, when a good play-by-play guy will get, you know, left to right, right on the radio. You know, Kevin Harlan's very good on Westwood One and telling you, you know, with the blue trim on the jerseys and everything. I'm just painting a picture of what happened. She rumbled down the stairs, hair all a frizzled mess, you know, all obviously fresh out of bed and not happy that she usually, I guess, sleeps through whatever's going on the DA show for the first hour and a half of the show. And apparently I was, with movie phone voice, upsetting that apple cart this morning.
Well, and then I have to take some responsibility as well, because at 8:30, I ran a play knowing that it was going to sandbag you. I took clips
yes,
from last week's PGP. I had set them up with Pete, and I was gonna run a play to sandbag you, and of course, thinking that you were going to get a little defensive and yell, but I guess I didn't realize that it was going to be a morning where Danielle was already on her last nerve, so I set you up for an explosion that happened on the wrong morning.
Well, it definitely was. Well, let me just say this. Number one, I mean, the job is speaking and yelling on the radio. So she's got to get over that. This is nothing new here, by the way. It's September. It's been 6 months. Deal with it. Number two, it just so happened in the middle of the night, my dog got into something in the trash again. He apparently spent the night vomiting. She knew that I needed to sleep to wake up in the morning. I didn't even realize this was going on. That's how deep a sleep I was in. So she woke up and apparently dealt with this at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, because obviously I stayed up late watching Monday Night Football. And I guess she feels like she took some bullets from me cleaning up for the dog. And then she got no sleep. And then she's got me screaming and yelling at Canadian bacon. Then I'm screaming and yelling at you. Then she's got the baby waking her up, not giving her even that last 20 minutes of sleep. It was a rough morning for her. And it was definitely compounded by the fact that she had to hear me in, quote, movie phone voice down here.
So let's dive into the play that I ran to sandbag you.
Oh.
And that is from last week's PGP. You did do this new segment called Swing and a Miss, or Swing or a Miss. And, you know, I by and large really liked it. I thought it was fun. Me and the Bourbon Bell, she's a religious listener to the PGP, so we were talking about it, and it was just a fun segment. It's cool to hear you guys kind of bag on me, and I'm not there to defend myself, so it's very funny. So I was like, you know what, but I need to fight back a little bit here, because I did think you guys were being hypocritical that one of the reasons you were ripping me was because I didn't suggest a better song than Crazy Train, and yet here you are ripping me for a headline and not suggesting a better headline. So I'm like, come on.
that's kind of the pot calling the kettle back black. But, you know, it was funny how it dove so quickly into yelling and screaming and everybody, you know, yelling and screaming about the job that they do. And it was unbeknownst to me that I had Pete edit this audio for me behind the scenes last night and yesterday morning to set it up. And that part of this was something Pete had already edited for you. He had edited the original drop swing and a miss that didn't have swing and a miss in it. And I had said, no, we need a clip that says swing and a miss. So do you think Pete was playing like a double secret agent here?
Well, see, this was really you really put me in a sticky situation here because so for those listening behind the scenes, obviously with all of us remotely working, there are some things that I can do, some things I can't do, same thing with you. And Pete has been the glue guy back in the studio during this whole time where whatever little thing we can't do is that. So I could edit sound and do all of that, but I can't physically put sound into a system for us to roll on. So when you sent me that, the only person I could rely on was Pete. And Pete kind of did like a quick skip ahead through the whole thing, I guess missed the timestampers. I heard that. Now, mind you, Pete is very much responsible for everything that goes into the DA show, but the PGP is a little bit of extra work that's more of our bread and butter. So I felt very bad when I heard last week that it wasn't the right thing, and I said, I'm not going to butcher Pete over this. He just got in the car. He's leaving. I'm not going to make him turn back in. I'm going to deal with this now, and we'll revisit this next week. I had it all planned out, not knowing you were going to sandbag me. So Pete, my guess is Pete either was playing double agent, was ready to throw me under the bus, or he just didn't realize, which is totally fine. He didn't realize, but then it put me in such an awkward position because I didn't want to bash the guy because he was already going out of his way to do extra work that he shouldn't have had to do because it was my idea for a segment on a part of something that we do that usually doesn't have segments, which is the PGP. So my elongated plan screwed Pete, and then I got caught between a rock and a hard place throwing the guy under the bus. So really, I didn't like having to be in that spot.
Because technically, you can edit audio, but you can't pull it off of YouTube. And what we were using was a clip that Pete originally had to pull off of YouTube and then send to you.
Yes, and you know what? Now that you said that, I'm thinking out loud, I could have done it and I didn't realize.
How so?
I could have done it. Because I don't know if this is even legal, but this YouTube to MP3 converter that our own Joe D'Aloisio showed me a while ago is how I was pulling drops for the PGP. And recently, I would say within the last month and a half, I got access to all of our files again and all of our drops that I could re-download and stuff. I went away from doing that, and it isn't until this very moment that I realized I had Pete Roll on it, and I could have downloaded it the same way I was downloading earlier in the pandemic. So now I'm walking through it, and I am sorry, Pete, because I could have done it on my own, and now I'm a fool.
So swing and a miss, if this is what it's going to be called, needs to have something that says swing and a miss in it. So I sent you the timestamp on a baseball play-by-play call that said swing and a miss. But you had then used a play-by-play call in between it last week that didn't say swing and a miss. So I'm like, I think you used the wrong one here. But what you said was that Pete sent you the wrong clip.
Yes.
So when you are putting in the wrong clip, are you like, oh man, this sounds stupid? Are you hoping nobody hears it, or you're like, oh, you know what, there's not so bad?
I think my thought was this can work. This will work, A, because it's not like anybody knew. It was the first day of the segment, so it's not like anybody's going to listen and go, this is wrong.
Right.
So I tried to find two spots where I'm like, okay, we can make this work for this week. So I didn't think it would necessarily sounded stupid. I think it just – I tried to make what it was work. That's all. I didn't think it was terrible, but – I didn't think you were going to bring it up, that's for sure, and I had it on the note of things to be fixed today. And when you brought it up, my face turned white. I said, this freaking guy with his attention to detail, are you kidding me? I'm a mere 2 hours away from having this problem fixed, and he waits a whole week to sandbag me with 2 hours left to cause this controversy? Of course. I thought I was home free. Unbelievable. And you know what? That's up, Pete. Pete should have let me know that it was coming, too, if he had all this plan about what was going on with you, because I didn't know what was happening.
It is interesting, because I sent him the shot sheet of what I wanted edited last night, and I told him how we're going to use it. And he didn't tell me that he had pulled that audio for you last week. He didn't tell me he had any role in it, so I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, is that Pete's job to tell you he has a role in it? I think Pete is just more go with the flow and see how the show develops, and he doesn't care if he gets thrown under the bus by me because ultimately I have no ground to stand on anyway, so he could probably talk his way out of anything. And look, as it turns out, here we are. It didn't happen on the show, but on this PGP, I'm telling you, in the end, I probably could have done it. So Pete, again, wins. So Pete, I think, is just one of those people. He just follows the orders and sees the chips where they fall. And if anything fires back on him, he's there to say, well, nobody has any accountability anyway. So why is he getting blamed?
So you harumphed when I suggested that you should.
Harumphed? Is that a word?
Yeah, like being stubborn and saying, I'm not going to do that. Like, or you're. It's kind of like what Pete does a lot when we ask him to do work. You're like, harumph, like, I don't want to do that. You kind of grumble about it.
Okay.
So you harumphed when I suggested, okay, well, I just think a better addition to Swing and a Miss is if you provide your own better headline. And you're like, oh, now I come up with a segment and now I've got to do more work as well. But I do think because you actually are clever with some of these headlines – that it would be funny to see if you would have come up with a better one than I did.
I think that's totally fair. I will say I'm a little nervous for today's PGP that people will be listening to in just a couple minutes from this side A to side B, because I had already picked out the five headlines I was going to be using before that segment. And okay. Because I'm so involved with the show, it's not like I've had time to go make my own. So this is going to be very on the fly today. And because of me defending myself so passionately the way I did about how good I was, I feel like I am setting myself up in a long line of failures for another failure here today.
Are you using headlines from just Mondays and Tuesdays?
No. I try to use all week, not necessarily one a week, but there's definitely one or two from either Thursday or Friday on this one.
Okay.
Definitely.
I don't mind if you use five bad ones. I don't mind if you scorch earth on me. It's all good.
Well,
but I want to tell you the one that I think I'm most proud of, and I did it thinking of you guys grading it on Swing and a Miss, okay?
All right, well, just give me one sec to pull up the five I'm going to use, because I don't want to spoil it, but there were actually two on your hits today that I'm going to mention in side B that I think are your best in a long time. So I wonder if we're in shape here.
Okay.
On the same thing.
All right.
So you tell me what you're working with. I don't want to spoil the whole segment, but hey.
One of the ones that I was most proud of that I thought, because now I'm writing them almost to make you guys laugh. Now I want them to get a giggle. For Ravens Chiefs today, will Jackson ever be as good as Mahomes? Lamar, we there yet?
Do you want me to answer whether that's included or not?
I'm cracking myself up again. Lamar, we there yet? That's good. I like it. That's really good. You don't have to tell me, but I'm just going to tell you, going into Swing and a Miss, that was the one that I thought I was cracking myself up, but that would make you guys giggle.
All right, so Bogus isn't here to respond. That is the number one thing listed on my list with 4 stars.
Nice, yes. Yes.
So I saw that, and honestly, you're very fortunate, too, because I had 4 going into the day, and you got that one on. That is the best one I've seen in a long time. Yes, I'm going to defend it a little more passionately on side B, but okay. I can't. Okay, so that was a nod and a wink. Lamar,
okay.
You know what you're doing? You're doing that thing where like, see, people like playing that, like, what's your meme game or Cards Against Humanity. I don't know if you've seen any of these board games, but
I've played Cards Against Humanity, yeah.
Okay, so Cards Against Humanity, for those who don't know, it's like a bunch of, like, phrases, you know, you fill in the blank, and a lot of them are funny or whatever, and then you kind of, like, there's one person that goes, and you have to hand them all your cards, and he picks whatever one's the funniest or he likes the best out of, like, the 7. And what you do there is you play to the strength. You end up realizing, I might have a better card that fits this saying, but I know this person's going to laugh at this harder. So it's almost like you're playing Cards Against Humanity now. Lamar, we there yet? Other people might roll their eyes at, but you know that's going to get me. You know it's going to get me. So now you're looking to get rewarded.
I also am very proud that last week you did want to grade Dirty Turds, because as a Falcons pun, I like that one a lot too. We rarely get kind of crude on the
right.
The graphics, you know, because those are posted on YouTube. Those go on radio.com. Those could be, you know, pushed across all of our corporate social media. It's not just like an internal joke that we can just laugh about on the show and move on to something else. So sometimes I stray away from being crude on them, but I thought Dirty Turds was funny, and I like the fact that you guys liked it. And I also think that because Dan Quinn and the Falcons stink so badly, we should just start calling the Falcons the Dirty Turds.
The Dirty Turds. We can really highlight that and make it our own, the Dirty Turds. As I said again, bathroom humor is always going to get me. And if I see a good turd pun, I'm in. I'm suckered in. It's very rare you're going to find me vote one of those down.
Now, switching quickly, I wanted to just ask you, this upcoming weekend, it looks like we might get a little rendezvous together. It looks like you're going to be coming up to my neck of the woods for a little apple picking. Where I live is in the Hudson Valley, north of New York City. So there's a lot of apple orchards and pumpkin patches. So everybody usually comes up around this area in harvest time, fall time, to do some apple picking. It's great for kids. And you're going to bring Taylor up to do a little apple picking. Now, it sounds like we should be able to get you guys over to the Amendolara homestead for a few hours after apple picking. What do I need to know about hosting Danielle and Taylor? I know you. Wow. I know what, you know, the beers that I need or the food that I need or the TV and the football. But I don't necessarily know what's smart to have on hand for Taylor and Danielle. So how can I assist there?
Well, honestly, you're going to be in good shape. Taylor's 9 months old. She doesn't know what she likes and she doesn't like.
Okay.
And frankly, my assumption is we're going to end up picking a couple apples and she's going to end up eating chopped up apples for the whole day. As far as Danielle goes, look, I mean, she's the ultimate wild card. She's kind of like, I would say, the San Diego Padres coming into the playoffs. It okay. could be a lot of fun. It could be a quick flame out. I don't know what to expect. No, but she's, you know, she'll be easygoing. She'll be fun. She's very much into, as you could tell with going to Hershey a couple weeks ago, you know, doing stuff here in the fall as Taylor is kind of aware of her surroundings. So I think she's very much looking forward to a ride upstate. For us, it's upstate. Go see some apple orchards and all of that. Now, but as always, because I text you this too, with the we're trying to map out October here. It's like, you know, almost every weekend starts. We got to do this. You got a calendar up, and then now it's the timing thing. Okay, can you call the orchard, see what time they usually fill up, so we can figure out and try to time out her nap schedule with the car ride up. Yeah, having a kid is the best, but it's also like everything is so. So, you know, timed out to a T. I'm even telling you, all right, you know, here's what I'm doing. We're going to watch this game. And then this way, she usually goes to bed at this time. We can get her in the car, and that'll make her fall asleep. It is an insane amount of stress to a little level. So as long as we have a couple beers, some food, we'll kick back. Hopefully it's a nice day, and it should be good catching up.
Yeah, it's beautiful up here now. The leaves are turning, and the leaves are falling, and it's just gorgeous. So you guys picked the perfect Saturday to come up. Is Danielle a big fall person? Like, will she like...
Favorite season.
Okay, so she's into the whole thing. She's into the sweaters and the hoodies and the hot apple cider and all that type of thing.
You name it. She loves her pumpkin latte. She loves the changing of the clothes. She loves a little jeans and a hoodie. She loves a good fire. She loves all of it. Like anything fall-related. You know, she sees some corn stalks, some apple stalks, pumpkin stalks, anything with a stalk. She loves picking a good gourd. Anything fall-related, the moment it that those 3 months or so fall, is that's the happiest you will see Danielle. So usually that's a good roll of the dice.
Okay.
Usually you get a good – on a good fall day, that is as good as it gets for her. It's like Jordan in the playoffs.
Who's driving?
Good question. My guess is I will probably drive up and she will probably drive home. We'll probably switch it. She tends to, ironically, in these car trips, sometimes get a little car sick. So she likes having the control of driving. Now, I mean, anything could change on any day, but my guess is she'll probably want to drive home, and I will probably be drooling on my cheek watching college football on my phone on the ride home is probably the plan.
I don't want to annoy her, though. Or is it okay if we have, like, the outdoor TV going and having some college football on? Or is she
Told her that. I already told her that. I said we're gonna watch the Bama game. We're gonna hang outside. I said I might bet a couple horses on the Preakness because the Preakness is also Saturday. I said She's all into it. She wants to see the backyard. She's seen the pictures. It's a million acres. I think she thinks you have a fishing lake on your property. I had to explain. No. That's not what's going on.
No water.
But I think she's excited also just to get away from like the Long Island thing. There's plenty of good farms on Long Island. But the idea, it's just. In the midst of this pandemic, too, where you're just seeing the same thing after the same thing, to her, it's like a new adventure. So I think it's very much looking forward to
it. All right, so we're going to trick out this this weekend with a little fall action to make sure that Danielle and Taylor have some good photo ops.
Oh, no question. And you watch. I'm going to have the whole playpen on the lawn, the whole thing. She's going to be rolling around in the toys. I got a whole operation coming up there to Warwick.
All right.
Hold on. More importantly, forget this. Are we seeing a Papa Amendo at any point this weekend?
That's a good question. I don't know. I haven't requested his presence, but if you want him over on Saturday, we can certainly get him over here.
I mean, even if the guy's got a half an hour, I know he's a busy man. I haven't seen him in forever.
Oh, no, he's not busy at all. He's retired. He's not busy at all. So,
look, I don't want to tell you who to have at your house, but
he could run the Papa Mendo shuttle over here real quick.
No problem. If he's in the area, please, I'd love to see him.
Okay. All right. All right, so this should be very good. We'll report back on it either on Monday's show or the PGP, I suppose, and we'll grade out how it went down. And I'm a little worried about giving you too much pumpkin beer because that could be like 10%, and then if you're really lit on the way home and it's a 2.5-hour drive, Danielle might be really annoyed at you.
Well, look, we'll just see how the day goes. That's all. I'm not going to make any promises.
All right, cool. Well, swing and a miss. Second episode is coming up straight ahead.
Everybody, welcome to Side B of the PGP. This is Miraz, your host of Side B, joined by the ever-loving Andrew the Bogeyman, Bogish. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, although a little nervous, Sean. We were put on notice by the big boss for this podcast this week, and I don't know if he's angry at us. I don't know how good we have to be in these next 15 minutes, but I've never been apprehensive before saying hello to you, but I am right now. We're definitely being judged.
So I will say this, that we just got done taping Side A, and I believe that DA is happy with the way that the PGP went last week. I do believe that. It looks totally like he's thrilled with the way Swing or Miss went, but he does feel like he needs to step in and defend himself. And this was a worry of yours when doing the segment was, are we going to annoy him? Because we were on thin ice at times during the summer, and it feels like we've annoyed him enough that he's not fully mad, but will we keep annoying him is a big question. So let me just start before we get to Swing or Miss. Your initial reaction to DA calling us out is, again, I'm at the front lines taking all the punches while you sit back. Were you more like, oh, I knew this was going to happen, or did you side with him on the belief that we should be coming up with headlines?
Well, in my defense, I was trying to get in and defend you and I guess respond to DA, but you were in the middle of a pretty significant diatribe. I mean, there is your Muppet voice was in there. I think the movie phone voice was in there. Your weird Chris Mad Dog Russo, I think, accidental impersonation where your hands start going and your voice goes up a little bit and you have a weird accent like that kicked in there as well. So I tried to get in, but you kind of wouldn't let me. But yeah, I knew this was coming. I just thought we might get a couple more weeks in before he started throwing punches back at us. But it took 1 week. So here we are.
Here we are. It's one week in. Now, your thoughts on the arguments about production. Did you find me to be put in a weird spot there where I'm trying not to throw Pete under the bus? It wasn't really Pete's fault. He's being asked to do extra work. And once again, here I am, basically at the fire line, being told I screwed something up when I didn't screw anything up.
Yeah, I mean, it never crossed my mind to have production in our podcast. I mean, production up the wazoo for the show, of course, but on the podcast, it's... You know, it's simple. It's laid back. It's to me, it never crossed my mind that we should have anything. So the whole thing kind of caught me off guard. But yeah, I mean, listen, this is unfortunately for you, and we could probably all do better of jumping into your defense when it's warranted.
Yes,
but
it would
you know,
be nice.
This is just where you've kind of put yourself, where no matter what, DA's coming for you first, second, third, and probably fourth, and then maybe there's a bullet left over for me or Pete.
No, there's never. And let me just say, again, before we get the swing or a miss, when he called out and said, I can't write headlines, the idea and the goal of this guy, well, what does he think happened while he was off on Thursdays and Fridays? You think we just stopped the stream, or do you think we pressed on and I sent headlines? And were they bad headlines? I don't think they were bad headlines. I'm not telling you I'm sitting there writing for the New York Times, but I think I did a witty enough job for the Twitch channel. I'm sorry.
Well, this now, we know how you feel about the F word. You can't be called the F word. And for those who are unfamiliar, it's fat, that F word. You can't use that word around Sean in any way. This might be the second most offensive thing for you. You were really, really, really insulted by DA suggesting that you hadn't written headlines and that if you had to, you couldn't. But you've done it and you've done them well.
Thank you. That's all I was looking for. Maybe next time chime in on the show. Now,
I'll try next time.
I can't believe this.
See
PGP,
if he puts my mic on.
This PGP is being engulfed by headlines, so of course we have to finish with the whole thing we've built up to, the five headlines I've picked for Swing or a Miss. Bogich, without further ado, here we go. From left to right on your radio dial, where do you want to go here first? You want to go what? I have two swings, I got two misses, and I got one incomplete I want to get your thoughts on that I can, I don't feel great about, but I can understand why we would like it.
Let's do that middle ground one, the one that we're kind of confused on, because I guess I'm giving DA a pass here the title was Superhero, based on Tyler Hero and the Heat's roster and the run to the NBA Finals. And I said this on the show last week after Hero's huge, was that game five, game four, whatever it was, that there's we've already exhausted all of the Hero puns, that there are none left. So I don't know that anyone could be successful in making a Hero-related title, catchphrase, slogan, anything at this point, because they're all obvious, they've all been used. So to me, like, that segment should just have been called Tyler Hero is Good, or just something like, because nothing else, any play on the word hero is going to fail, because I don't know that there's a creative one left out there for somebody to come up with.
Unfortunately, DA is a victim here of hero is too easy to avoid, but then it makes you roll your eyes and go, of course, superhero. That's why I put it in the middle ground, because I don't hate it, and I feel like if I was in that situation, I might go off that. But if I had to think deeper about it, everybody's zigging with the hero. Maybe you zag with a Tyler. How about a tie high instead of sky high?
Okay. All right. Now, I did just think of, and I don't, this might predate you, plus it wasn't a cartoon, so I'm not sure that you actually saw this movie. It's called My Father, the Hero. It's with Gerard Depardieu and the woman who ended up being on Grey's Anatomy, the blonde doctor on Grey's Anatomy. That was the original cast. And never it's a Grey's. Weird. I'm sorry?
Never saw Grey's Anatomy. I can't help you.
Never really? I figured you did.
No,
Catherine Heigl, that's her name.
Oh, I love Catherine Heigl. You know, I avoid hospital shows. I don't like blood, but yes.
Okay, fair enough. So maybe you could go with, like, My Tyler, the Hero. And that's at least a kind of a real reach for a reference, and maybe one or two people give you a little snicker, like, oh, yeah. All right, Gerard Depardieu, I get it. But so even that, I don't think works.
I wanted to stress, we're not calling this a swing or a miss. It's just more debatable that you can't blame DA in that spot.
The pitch. Swing and a miss, and he went down to his knees swinging at that pitch.
But that's the way we go. Now, let's go one miss, then one swing. We'll flip it back and forth here. How about that, all right?
All right.
First, we'll give him credit for a swing. I liked Apple turnovers on Monday after the Jets and Giants both fell to 0-3. They were pathetic. They were awful. And you could have gone with some kind of loser thing, a New York thing. Playing off the Big Apple with an Apple turnover in the midst of fall with pies and everything else out in style. I like an Apple turnover. He played at my heartstrings with the food there, Bogus, did DA. I think he was playing to his audience, playing to his crowd, but ultimately, that is the perfect, fun, little catchy headline.
Yeah, I was off Monday. I saw this. I believe this is underneath you losing your mind again about the Giants. Now, I didn't actually hit play on the video because I didn't want to hear you upset again. It hurts my heart too much. But I did see the headline, the graphic, and I was like, oh, Apple turnovers. That's a good one. So absolutely a swing on that one for me too.
A swing, DA connects.
The pitch. Swing and a miss, and he went down to his knees swinging at that pitch.
All right, on the first miss, I'm going to go with baby geniuses. Quote, are the Rays the smartest team in sports? Now, DA actually had this in a show the day before. It might have been Friday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday. I have lost track. But bottom line is this. He's wanted to talk about the Rays basically being the one seed in the American League. And he came up with baby geniuses.
It was last week. It was Thursday and Friday last week. So I remember it coming up the second day. Like, did we not do this yesterday? So
right.
So it couldn't have been Monday. So it was the end of last week.
And I forget what the first one was. It was a little better. But baby geniuses, is he insinuating that the Rays are all young? I mean, they do have some veterans on the team. I know that they are babies in terms of salary cap. This was a major miss for me. There's no playoff of a Ray. There's no playoff of Tampa. You could even do like a Snelly Eggs for Blake Snell, something like that. I would even really go give a little hat tip to the show and go Tampa expectations. With all of that, are the Rays the smartest team in sports? Baby geniuses. I mean, I get the smart and the genius part of it. He's tugging at another. Shows you how few movies he watches. He's going back to a random 90s movie. I hated this one, Bogus. I think it sucks.
Well, I mean, you're right. It has. There's nothing baby about them. They're not that young. It's not a new franchise. They're not baby geniuses. They're just, I don't think it applies. And I'm with you 100% on this was sitting there. Now, I'd have to go back and think of the whole timeline, but I also thought, like you just mentioned, how do you not go back to Tampa expectations, something that's show-related? But anything would have, at least most things would have made more sense than baby geniuses. There's no baby connection to this team.
He got lazy there, and that's fine, and that's a miss.
The pitch, swing and a miss, and he went down to his knees swinging at that pitch.
Now, our final swing before we get to our final miss. DA actually mentioned this and called the shot, and I have the timestamp on an email I sent you, Bogushev, 6:22 a.m. Lamar, are we there yet? Will Jackson ever get to Mahomes' level? I found this one to be tremendous. Are we there yet? Again, another movie shows where DA's comedy is a constant saying. Will he ever get there? The whole meaning behind Lamar, we get there. Lamar, are we there yet? And can Jackson get to a certain level? This is unbelievably witty. We can't do I'm sorry, Miss Jackson anymore. I mean, how many times are you going to do that? How many times are you going to do a flock you with the Ravens? I love a Lamar, are we there yet, Bogus? Where do you stand?
This one is near perfect. I mean, it just everything about it is right. It's a good reference. Everyone knows the reference. It's funny. It's topical. I think this one's a home run to continue the pun of swing or a miss. This one, again, is some of his best work. This might be a Mount Rushmore title right now because there's nothing to pick against it.
Yeah, and now that we give DA all the glossing, because he deserves it, it's a good one. We have to end with the negative here.
But wait, before we leave that, because yep. Are We There Yet is the reference, and is that's Ice Cube right now. Is Ice Cube the guy that you farted in front of in the
yes.
in the elevator in our building? Okay.
Yeah, I melted him. Absolutely. Crop dusted him. You get it? Melted. See Ice Cube? See, I can play this
I got you.
Too.
The pitch. Swing and a miss, and he went down to his knees swinging at that pitch.
I got
all right,
yeah.
Now our miss to end this. I don't even know what this means. I think I know where he's going with it. The question was, what has happened to the Eagles on Monday morning? The headline was, Pennsylvania yuck. Now, he has a hyphen between Pennsylvania and yuck. I get he's going for Pennsylvania. Oh, did this one is so cringeworthy, bad, bogus, that I feel bad for anybody who watched on Twitch. Now, yes, the Eagles play in Pennsylvania, but we associate them with Philadelphia, the city in Pennsylvania. Nobody refers to the state the Eagles ever play in. I personally, off the top of my head, you want me to tell you what I would have went with? How about Rocky Steps? The Rocky Steps exist in Philly. They are taking Rocky Steps right now early in this season at 0-2-1. Pennsylvania yuck actually gives me a little bit of that panic. Somebody sitting on my chest. I can't believe how uncomfortably bad this one is.
See, I didn't think it was that bad, but it's definitely a miss because it's just when you look at it, it's just hard to really go real slow and like Pennsylvania yuck.
Yeah,
and then
that's
like
the moment.
Oh, okay, now I get it. Like it just there's too much work involved to process it. To me, an alternative. If you want to go on like bad and geography, I would maybe Philadumpia.
Oh,
like it's a dump.
That's an
Pennsylvania. Oh. Yeah, Pennsylvania yuck is just it's too much of a reach.
Man, you just gave DA a layup for another Eagle story. Philadumpia, I love it, Bogues. I love
well,
it.
If they lose this weekend, he can use it.
Rocky Steps and Philadumpia both would have been better options than Pennsylvania yuck.
The pitch. Swing and a miss, and he went down to his knees swinging at that pitch.
Well, I hope you guys agree with our grading. And by the way, just a reminder, if you have an up-the-gut food of the week you want me to try out, maybe get a feature in the column, tweet at me, at MerezCBS. I still want to take your recommendations. Still waiting to see what happened on Instagram. I haven't seen the sausage and pepper empanadas made this weekend, but I digress. And Bogus, you can follow you on Twitter.
At Andrew Bogus.
And you could follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at MerezCBS. Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.